stock. This is trading on Loretta Duggins. D-U-G-G-A-N-S. D as in David. D-U-G-G-A-N-S. Loretta. L-O-R-E-T-T-A. Date of birth is 8-12-56. And the date of visit is 5-2-23. 8-12-56. Date of birth. Please make a copy for Joanna Mantinio, D-O. Joanna is J-O-H-A-N-N-A, Mantinio, M-A-N-T-I-N-E-O. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COPD. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 66-year-old white female who has a long-standing history of smoking for about 50 years. Has been complaining of shortness of breath with exertion, and also had some chest pains. And coughing spells. The patient had been sent for a chest x-ray, which showed The patient had been sent for a chest CTA, which showed no evidence of pulmonary emboli, but there was some airway thickening and ground glass nodularity at the lung apices and paroseptal emphysema. There was resolution of a right upper lung nodule, which was previously described on a chest CT, and there were coronary artery calcifications. The patient has been coughing up clear mucus, denied fevers, night sweats, chills, or mouth disease, and no recent history of weight loss. Next paragraph, other past history includes history for C-sections and a history for headaches. She has no hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. Next, habits. Patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years. Drinks beer occasionally. Does not work presently. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of lung cancer and peripheral vascular disease. Mother died of stomach cancer. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. No cataracts or glaucoma. She has hoarseness, no wheezing. She had some coughing spells and shortness of breath. She has abdominal pains, nausea, and heartburn, and has had constipation. She has asthmatic symptoms, and she has palpitations and no leg swelling. She has chest pains, denies anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle aches. She has headaches and previous history of seizures and numbness of the extremities, and skin rash with itching. Next, med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPRN. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 140/80, pulse is 86, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 96 pounds, saturation 97. HENT, head norms, phallic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And there were scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the arthrums are irregular. S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, to beats without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is degenerative arthritis. Number 3, lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 4 is nicotine dependency. And next paragraph, plans. Patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use the nicotine patch. She was advised to use Breztri, B-R-E-Z, Breztri, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day, and albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Complete pulmonary function study to be done. And also given Ventolin, 2 puffs as needed. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Johanna Mantineo, J-O-H-A-N-N-A, J-O-H-A-N-N-A, Mantineo, M-A-N-T-I-N-E-O, D-O. Thank you for this consultation. Stark D'Souza.